This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May has cleared a major hurdle on her proposal to leave the European Union by next March. Her cabinet Wednesday gave its backing to the so-called Brexit plan.
The choices before us were difficult, particularly in relation to the Northern Ireland backstop. But the collective decision of cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement and the outline political declaration. This is a decisive step which enables us to move on and finalise the deal in the days ahead.
The development comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum on leaving the European Union. Ms. May said the 585-page document brings back control of Britain's money laws and borders, ends free movement, protects job security and the integrity of the UK Union. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. Irish Prime Minister Vadakar was pleased to hear of the British Cabinet's decision, saying it paves the way for a European Council meeting later this month.
While I welcome these developments, let me say at the outset that Brexit is not our policy and is something that we regret. However, we respect the vote of the United Kingdom's people and their decision to leave.
The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 seats. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's renewing his call for UN financing to pay for the so-called G5 regional force in Africa's Sahel region to fight a growing insurgency. A UN report said international donors provided less than half of what is needed. The UN chief warned the security situation has deteriorated rapidly over the past 6 months in the region between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited some of the 5,000 troops deployed along the southern U.S. border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol as hundreds of migrants who set out in mid-October from Central America to seek asylum in the U.S. reached the border Mexican city of Tijuana. He defended the deployment in a session with reporters while en route.
I think that it's very clear that support to Border Police, our Border Patrol, is necessary right now.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the border by Friday. A day after Israel agreed to an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire ending 2 days of conflict in Gaza, Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned, calling the truce a capitulation to terror. Uzi Rabi, Tel Aviv University political analyst, said a full-scale conflict in Gaza would for Israel be complicated.
Because of the approaching elections, because of the complications that Gaza's affair could create for Benjamin Netanyahu and for many Israelis who do think that there is no solution to this conflict.
Lieberman's withdrawal from Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government leaves Likud with only 61 of 120 Knesset seats. The Trump administration says it hopes the U.S.-backed fight against Islamic State in Syria will end within months, but signaled U.S. troops may stay longer to ensure IS's enduring defeat. James Jeffrey is the special U.S. representative for Syria.
We also think that you cannot have an enduring defeat of ISIS until you have fundamental change in the Syrian regime and fundamental change in Iran's role in Syria, which contributed greatly to the rise of ISIS in the first place in 2013-2014.
He said the U.S. hopes to see formation of a committee before the end of the year to work on a new constitution, a reinvigorated and irreversible political process, and de-escalation of the conflict. Reuters, quoting two sources, said the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar, also known as Burma, will not begin as planned Thursday. Bangladesh Wednesday has begun preparations to send back some 2,000 Rohingya, among 700,000 who fled a security crackdown there more than a year ago. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama appears set to win re-election, with a provisional count showing his Fiji First Party holding a commanding lead. He's held power in the Pacific Island nation since 2006, when as military chief he led a bloodless coup. A pearl and diamond pendant owned by Marie Antoinette before she was beheaded during the French Revolution sold Wednesday for $36 million at an auction at Sotheby's in Switzerland. They were part of a 10-piece collection not seen in public for more than two centuries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.